Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Welcome that's back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Gaffney's here. JustBeHonest.com is his website. You'll find all of his books there. Be a Champ, a Change Champion is one. Just Be Honest is another one. Many others that we've helped him launch over the last 17 years he's been hanging out with us. Stephen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the things that you've been thinking about with regard to how we deal with this pandemic wormhole that we've been extruded through. In the previous segment, you identified the three different, you call them three different kinds of people, but I think it's appropriate to say three different kinds of scenarios that each of us find ourselves in. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you could talk about it scenarios, but I want to extrapolate where I've often gone with this too, which is I see three types of human beings, which really means three types of teams, right? We've all been part of powerful, conditional, and powerless teams. But where I've really been working with a lot of organizations and presidents of organizations is about the culture. So I've called it now powerful culture. And what powerful culture is it's the feeling that anything is possible, we can make things happen, and we focus 100% of our energies on what we are going to do about a situation. And what I found out is companies that are doing really well view themselves in this powerful state and do everything they can to keep people in this powerful state.
If you're going to, by being conscious of this, in any given day, you'll be approached by people or conditions that will try to pull you toward the powerless, try to pull you toward the conditioned, and if you're aware of it, you'll defy that. Right? Not enough
right,
that you don't
absolutely
learn, because sometimes you know. Things that happen that you think is trying to make you weaker, it's trying to tell you, it's trying to give you good information, right? Fear isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's giving you good information, right? So learn from the forces, right, but don't let it take your power away, right?
Absolutely. So let's take the exact situation that we're all under, right, with this pandemic situation. And when it first hit, I thought, well, wow, what am I going to do about this? It's dependent on this or that. And I slipped into the conditional being. But then I woke myself up dealing with, you know, looking at this whole situation. Is I thought, wait a minute, I've been through very tough situations before, albeit different, but how did I approach it? So when I got cancer in 2009, it was also in the middle of a recession. And one of the first things for companies to cut is training, consulting, that type of thing. But I turned around my whole business because I realized I can't control that I had cancer, but I could control how I responded to cancer. I can't control the recession, but I couldn't control how I responded to the recession.
Mm-hmm.
I retooled my business, and since then I've had my best years in business. My point in what I did was I looked at the situation and I said to myself, what am I going to do about it? So one of the specific techniques I did is I made sure that I surround myself with people who have a similar mindset that anything is possible, that we're going to power through this. I tend to not associate myself with people who are doom and gloom.
Right.
Because it drains me and it doesn't help me. Now, I have clients who can slip into doom and gloom, and my job is to empower them to move
and
forward.
And you and I have to do business with all of them. Good ones, the good, the bad, and the ones in the middle. And I learned that a long time ago.
And our job is to do stuff. So here's a technique that we can do is with our customer is help them, and potential customers, help them visualize a very powerful state about where they're going,
and help them get there. Don't just help them visualize it; help them achieve that. Because many of you run into customers all the time who are conditional customers. They may not be powerless, but they're conditional. And if you can make them feel more powerful, that's a customer you can't run off.
Right, but the first part is you got to help them visualize it. What is success? What are they trying to do? What's the goal they're trying to achieve? And even if they're clear, are the people around them clear? I can't tell you how many times I've worked with a leader who's perfectly clear where they're going, but the people around them don't get that clear picture.
Mm-hmm.
You have to create that clear picture. Where are we going? And then, to your point, how are we going to get there? And one of the another technique is what I call intentional disruption. Human beings think and operate in patterns, right? I'll do this, and they'll do this, and they'll do this, whatever. And so we need to break that pattern. As Albert Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting
right.
different results, right? So people say, well, I'm not getting the results. Well, change the pattern, change what you're doing, and you can potentially change the result. So we got to look at the patterns we're set and break the pattern. Well, one of the dangerous patterns is we sit there and we go doom and gloom. We become conditional or powerless, and we're being, well, what difference can I make? Or it's depending on other things. We got to snap out of that and move to the powerful state. So what mm-hmm. we need to do is intentionally disrupt our own patterns. So we can do that physically by getting up, doing different things, and we can do that mentally and disrupt our patterns, all of which we could talk about. But the key is intentionally disrupt if you're not producing the results that you want.
One thing I'd like to make the case as we wrap up, Stephen, I'll let you finish comment on it as we close. One of my natures is to be defiant. And you can call that powerful if you want to, but I'd like to encourage people to be a little bit more defiant. What do you think? Last thoughts.
What do you mean by defiant? As in fight against what?
As in not accept everything that's stuck in your face. I mean, I don't know. Just fight back.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Fight back.
We have to fight back and make sure that we stay as positive and move into that powerful state.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Thanks
Stephen Caffney, ladies and gentlemen. JustBeHonest.com is the website. You'll find his books there, and you'll be smarter when you do. We'll get him back another day. I got to go for just a few minutes. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.